So you are originally from Texas, and so this move for you to Utah is going to kind of get you back out into wide open spaces a little bit.
Exactly. That's one of the things I feel so comfortable in the West because of that. I always joke with my husband whenever we were looking at houses in the Baltimore area. I said, I need high ceilings. I need space, you know, because when you're in a city or in a, you know, the East Coast, it's kind of crowded. And I really do enjoy that open feeling. So Utah's got that in spades. So really looking forward to
Horses in your past? Are you a horseback
that.
rider
Well, they
or?
always say, didn't you ride a horse to school in Texas? No, I'm afraid I wasn't a horse person as a child, but it was kind of out of the budget, I
Well,
think.
yes, and they will eat you out of house and home, literally.
You got eight kids playing instruments. You don't have room in the budget for horses, so.
Well, that was something I wanted to get into because as we were talking beforehand, you said your entire family is musical and many of your siblings are playing in orchestras or in other groups today.
That's correct. Yeah, and until just last year, my sister was Elizabeth was associate concertmaster of the National Symphony in Washington. She actually retired after 31 years, and is now teaching at Texas Christian University in Fort Worth. And I have a brother who's principal cello in the Dallas Symphony, and a sister that played in the Houston Symphony for a long time. So it's a kind of the family business. It's kind of the opposite of other families that want their kids not to go into music, you know.
That surprises me always a little bit. My parents were both musical and in this business and encouraged both. I think one really, really helped the other. But for me, music adds so much to other aspects of your life, even if you never become a professional musician.
That's definitely true. I mean, I think the discipline it takes to devote yourself to playing an instrument and studying it is useful, obviously, in anything that you're going to end up doing. Analyzing, problem solving, you know, all those skills.
When you first got to Baltimore, did you feel a little, was it more of a small fish, large pond for a while for you coming from Denton?
Well, I had the 2 years in Boston at grad school, and that was
Oh, that'll do it.
eye-opening. You know, that was eye-opening. Talk about culture shock coming from Texas to Boston. But, you know, Baltimore, it has kind of a small town feel, even though it's a big city. There's a lot of neighborhoods. There's a real community sense amongst the musicians. So I felt pretty comfortable. You know, it's hard to come in being 22 years old and sitting in front of people who are three times your age and three times your experience. But, you know, you just keep your nose down and work hard, and pretty soon you're one of the crowd. So.
Is there a reason outside of just having an opportunity to be a concert master, obviously, and the wide open spaces that is drawing you to Utah?
Well, you know, the orchestra is really experiencing a renaissance, I'd say. Since Terry Fisher came as music director, it was, I think, 4 or 5 years ago, that they've undertaken a lot of commissions, a lot of projects. You know, they recently returned to Carnegie Hall for the first time in 41 years. So they're really kind of resurrecting that legacy that they had with Abravanel in the 60s and 70s. And it seemed like a really exciting time to try to get with an organization that was on the way, you know, to do these exciting things. So yeah, I mean, everything about it appealed to me. The city is lovely, and it's a beautiful place to live. And my husband always wanted to live out west. I tried explaining that there's not so many orchestras out there, but you know, in the Rockies, but this is one of them, and so we really feel lucky that it's worked out.
Well, and the thing with conductors like a Marin Alsop or Terry Fisher, Michael Stern in Kansas City, is that there was this kind of a lull, I think, for a while with when people like Fonkarian and others began to pass away, Bernstein, and now there's this huge undercurrent of young, exciting conductors who are changing orchestras, I think, for the better.
Yes, definitely. I think there's room for this innovation, this excitement, along with what we have always traditionally done, and preserving also the amazing works of art that we play on a regular basis. So yeah, it's a really exciting time to be part of it, and so really looking forward to it.